DJ. Who that is, ho? Who that is, ho?
What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Trisha?
Oh, nothing much. We're back, you guys.
I know. 2019.
Happy New Year.
I know. So, y'all, we got special guests in the house.
Yes, we do.
From the podcast Millennial Frequency, we have Tasia and Farron.
Yes.
So, yay!
Insert applause.
I'll try to put that in there sometime.
So, what's been up? How was y'all New Year's?
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Good.
What'd y'all do?
I had a birthday. I'm a Christmas baby.
Oh! Yes. Oh, that sucks.
Well, it does. it actually does, but yeah.
You only get one gift, huh?
You know what? Yeah.
That's where we at, but it's all good. My sister's birthday is on the 20th. Oh. And then I'm the 25th, and then my mom is January 4th. So it's all these birthdays plus the holidays. So it's like I really don't feel special.
You know, I got a coworker. His son or daughter's birthday is on Christmas, and it was so funny because I was like, "This got to be a white thing," because I ain't never heard this shit. But he says he allows his child to just pick a day, like throughout the year, when they want to celebrate their birthday. And I thought it was kind of cool at the same time.
It's like a local birthday,
because he was like, you know, you either get one gift on Christmas because it's Christmas.
And then you're forgotten about because it's the forgotten nature that sucks the most. Yes. I think because everyone has a day where it's like, it's about them. Yeah. You literally share your day with everybody.
Basically.
And everything is closed.
Yes. Everything is closed. Right.
Everybody shouting out Jesus, but you talking about, what about me?
What you do, man?
For Christmas, I just chilled at home, but New Year's was fun. It was a blur. It was a real blur.
That's great. That's a
great
That's awesome. Yes. That's great.
What should I do? Oh, we had game night, me and my sorta boo.
Stop calling him that.
Sorta
boo. He is not going to be sorta boo no more.
He is not sorta boo anymore, but we've always called him sorta boo. So
okay.
He's still going to be sorta boo.
So he can upgrade this year.
Yeah, he's upgrading.
Okay. He should. Dealing with your crazy ass.
So we did game night, drinks, and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Some illegal drugs and stuff.
Okay. It's legal somewhere.
It's legal somewhere.
Amsterdam, probably.
Yeah.
Just not Dallas.
But we had fun. It was cool. Like his friends, his best friends and stuff came over, and we did a bunch of Netflix and chilling. And
okay,
yeah.
So it was a real nice, safe night.
Yeah, it was.
That's great. That's awesome.
Tracy's
I didn't do anything. Like, I really didn't. I went over to my cousin's house. We had game night over there. Drank and stuff like that. When the ball dropped, I ran back to her apartment because that's where my child was. And we watched it together, gave her a kiss, and went back out to the clubhouse and finished party. So, I mean, other than that, I was.
I know. Jordy's been at her dad's house.
Oh, you miss her, right?
I do. And I guess I be getting on her nerves. I be trying to call her and stuff. And she's like, Mom, I'm going to call you back. Or I'm she'll text me. Like, she won't answer my phone and she'll text me. Excuse you?
What?
Mine just texted me and said, what you doing?
Yeah, no. See, mine don't do that. I haven't talked to her since, like, 12. Really? Yes. Oh. And you know that drives me nuts. Like,
yeah.
Control issues.
I mean, yeah, I have control issues, but still.
Yeah, but that's, I didn't do nothing. I went home. I had
You had a sweater boo?
Hell no.
Oh.
I was thinking the same thing.
My illegal drugs.
Okay.
Yeah, so we made edibles.
Yeah.
And they turned out really good.
Okay.
So I was.
When is the next batch coming?
We still got some of the old batch.
Oh.
But the next batch is coming soon because everybody really likes
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
So you the plug, basically.
I'm the plug at this
point. Okay, man.
I'm a low-key plug.
Low-key plug.
So, yeah.
So, since we're talking about New Year's and stuff, did y'all make any resolutions for 2019?
No. I'm not really a resolution girl. I do goals,
yeah.
vision boards,
yeah.
all of that.
So. Okay.
Yeah. I don't do resolutions.
I'm not either. I just figured I'd ask if that's what most people do.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, really? You don't stick to them.
That's no, you because a lot of times they're kind of unrealistic. Like, you know.
I did my vision board, though.
Did you?
I did.
I don't want to do one. I haven't done mine yet.
Are you serious? No, party.
I know.
You need magazines? You need magazines?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just the second day, so.
Is it the second?
Yeah, it's January 2nd. She got
a
week. You got a week.
You got a week.
Yeah, give me a week.
January 7th, I need you to have it together.
I was trying to wait for my boyfriend to do one with him, but I guess I'll do my
own. Somebody's in a real relationship.
But no. She set your own goals. You set your own goals, boo. You can push him on the corner.
No, he's
trying to make his own.
Yeah, they
do
it together.
I have like a little...
Yeah. Separate but together.
Just make two.
Yeah.
But she wants
to. I think that's a cute game. That's a cute little date night.
Isn't it cute? That's
a cute I gave her the idea.
Yeah.
I see the ring. Are you married?
I'm engaged. Oh,
you're engaged?
I just got engaged September 21st.
Oh.
Thank you. Much love around
you. That's so cute.
Where's your sort of booth? How's dating going?
I don't want to.
You're still curving niggas.
What? Why you don't want to?
I don't
want to
date.
You just want to do your thing?
2018 and 2019 is about me.
Okay.
So loving me, getting to know me, dating me. I'm going out on dates. But ain't nothing serious.
What are you like using like dating apps?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
If I happen to meet you, baby, you better hope fate is on your side because that's all we're doing. Just saying, I'm good. Yeah. Like, I'm so good. So tunnel vision at this point. Dude, yeah,
you gotta do that.
I just don't want to. I'm good.
Aww.
I'm happy, too.
No,
it's a great
good.
Feeling.
You are, but I want you to be in love.
Why? Because you are?
No.
I don't know.
Who said no? I'm like, who said that? No. No. That's why you no. I'm just... Just know, this is probably going to listen. So
don't get in trouble. He's going to be single like me.
Just know.
Our bed just incredible.
No. Just, he knows how I feel.
It's all that matters.
I'm just going to leave it.
That's so right cute. There. That's really nice.
Whatever. What's going on?
That's it. I've been
That's
trying.
It. Okay. All right. So let's get into what music news next.
Yes.
All right.
To lady humps? I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Okay, Tracy. So what's going on in music?
Oh, Lord, what's not going on in music?
A lot. A whole lot.
Speaking of, the first thing I look at on my phone is B2K.
Oh, of course. Now that's been like the hottest topic, I think. What's the tour called? The what?
Millennial
tour. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
It's got y'all.
Let me find out y'all doing a live segment.
B2K gonna be there.
Right. So y'all in there or what?
B2K.
I mean, up until today, we were.
We was really? Like, going to do a party bus and everything. Yeah. Headed there. We were going to make this event. But, really? Yeah.
Like the name belts and everything.
Airbrush shirts. The belts.
The Melissas. I just want
the jersey dresses.
Melissas. Right.
But they saying the tickets is crazy. We don't officially know till the 11th. So that's when they have the, I guess the prices come out.
Oh.
But they said that the tickets were like $200 for like the nosebleeds.
No. I don't believe that. Because Beyonce's tickets wasn't even that expensive, was it?
No,
it wasn't. Because we went to Beyonce concert.
Yeah, I've seen Beyonce both times and never paid that much.
So you, I'm not paying much for no damn beach.
Even
no,
Essence, you go to Essence Fest,
right?
It's still like
they wasn't selling out $200 tickets when they was popping.
I would be heel torn in my living room.
Okay, so, okay. So let me ask y'all this: so the lineup for the B2K Millennial Tour is Pretty Ricky, what is it? Mario, Yin Yang Twin,
Chingy,
B2K, of course, and more being added. Who would y'all like to see added on?
Ooh.
Good question. Because I don't even know.
I'm going to tell you. I need Pretty Willie to be there. Y'all don't remember Four Walls?
Oh, yeah, I do remember Pretty Willie.
Lay your body down.
Oh, and let me touch your body.
Okay.
Ricky and Pretty
Willie
to go
so,
hand in hand. I didn't know that was his name.
Yeah,
so
it was.
That,
he only had three songs.
Oh, that's the only one I knew was that one.
And Four Walls?
I don't remember that.
You do remember.
No, if these four walls.
Nope. Nah, not ringing.
Okay, so.
For me, who do I need at the tour?
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon is fitting.
Yes.
Because
you can't have Yin Yang without Lil Jon.
That is true.
I'm just saying. He the crunk. He the freaking king of crunk.
That's true.
I'm thinking he's problematic now. But I'm thinking Bow Wow. Like, you can't even.
You have to extend for Bow Wow. No, I totally agree. You have to have Bow Wow.
He started that whole little.
The screen
tours. Yeah. Like, you can't just not have Bow Wow.
Yes, you can.
No, if Omarion is there, didn't him and Omarion have like a joint?
Yeah,
a joint album
when he hit the blue tweets.
Yeah,
I'll take Lil Mama.
She had one song.
Over Bow Wow, same person.
Bow Wow has
he had hits.
Okay,
We can't act like he wasn't.
So but that's a flight risk. He gonna kill himself in the back stage.
I said he was problematic.
Saying that's too much.
Not Lil Mama though. Like, come on, somebody.
That's
Emery, Ashanti. Ashanti.
I do love Emery.
Okay, I would pick Ashanti over.
Yes,
only because
she had some. Hits.
Yeah, she had a couple hits.
Yes,
but
Ashanti,
she can't really sing. No.
It don't matter. She couldn't sing back then.
I know who I would add. Maya. Yeah.
I'm good on Maya.
Really?
Yeah. I can still be pop locking.
I bet she like pop locking.
Yeah,
like she back in 2000.
Yeah, Silver Shock and No Limit.
Ooh,
there are No Limit.
Yeah, dope. Ooh, what if they have a No Limit reunion tour?
But if you're gonna do No Limit, you gotta have cash money.
They take no for the nine.
They should have 2000.
That would be a dope ass tour with Cash Money and No Limit together.
Oh, right.
That I would be down to tour.
You know how many old broads would be backing that thing up?
We gotta be one of them.
We are.
Right.
Come on, man.
You know, when that music come on, I didn't mean to say that Baby Shark song is what it's Cash like, Money.
Right.
Back that ass up is us.
That's the topless version of shit.
Come on. Hey.
Baby Shark.
That's
all that's stuck in my head.
Okay, so what else popping off? We got Usher.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I didn't know that Usher was doing the whole doo-wop thing until today. I had no idea. I was just oblivious to the whole situation. Mm-hmm. I seen it. And, you know, I think it had to be for, like, a special concept video.
You think so?
Or
you hoping so?
I mean, that's... only logical explanation.
Did he say that he had braided himself back up?
They braided it on up today.
That's why I say it hasn't been a special event concept.
I mean, so
he's just not out here pressing his hair out. Really.
You don't know what that man doing. We didn't think he was raw dogging fat girls either, but you know,
yeah.
Old girl came out and told us differently.
In the DM.
Speaking of, you know, this girl is gonna be like a downer. But they got the special on R. Kelly coming on.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
It's a three-part
series. And I cannot
wait. Surviving R. Kelly.
On Lifetime, right?
Yes. You know Lifetime will fuck up your life. They fucks up your life every time.
I'm at my edible.
I'll
be chilling. Watching
R. Kelly. Oh, my God. Yes. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his wife is all on there crying. I just couldn't take it.
What's
no
on
more.
Her face, though?
No. What's on her face?
She didn't always look like that. I remember her looking like that. She was on Love and Hip Hop.
Pumped up with Botox or something.
Oh, is that what it is?
It was like an X show.
Yeah, it was like that.
She didn't look like that.
I remember looking like that. She just had a different color wig on.
Oh, maybe it's the hair.
Yeah,
it could be the hair. Yeah.
She does look tense.
She does.
She has a stressful life. She was married to fucking R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But somebody said last night she don't want to change her last name.
Yeah, that's
then
what
why
I
would
heard.
You? What? Oh my God! See, that's what I'm talking about. You're trying to keep.
Attachment.
I want to always be R. Kelly wife, but I don't want to take it.
Yeah, I low-key feel like she helped. With a lot of this stuff.
Oh, she did. I would not be surprised.
Yeah. She needs
especially
to be
when she was young.
Yeah.
I never understand why nobody else got locked up. Like, they said, because my thing was, as much as he toured, why y'all hoes could never even get out? But then somebody was.
Every city is a chair.
You know,
it's one step closer to freedom.
I'm just saying, you got me captive. But somebody did tell me that his staff. Mm-hmm. Was directed to only like feed them, not let them out. Okay, that sounds like
accessory.
I was like, that sounds like some accessory type shit. Like,
they should be charged.
Mm-hmm. You can't tell me. You feed me? What the hell? I'm busting your ass over the damn head. I'm getting out of here.
Okay, this is some local news here. So somebody had posted on Facebook today about Pastor Ricky Rush.
That was a couple days ago.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Supposedly he used to molest her or something, and now he's like abusing her sons too.
Molest who?
The girl that was.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can from that. I'm shocked. This woman he molested.
That's the shocking part. Not that the pastor definitely
the shocking part.
Not that the pastor is actually molesting.
Her name was like Donna or something.
Yeah. They said that they.
But what's crazy is like. Yeah, okay. I'm such a feminist, and I love women, and I support them if they had it. However, her in particular kind of bothered me, only because I'm not sure, like, the point of her coming out and saying this right now. It seems a little calculated, and I say that because she has a book coming out.
Mm.
And then, I come to find out, this is the same chick. Like about a week or two ago, she had made some allegations against a guy that I know and said that he was like messing with like young girls and stuff like that.
So
I'm like, Lord. It's kind of
so
like.
So we're going to go ahead and out her now. Her name is Donna Fields. And her post actually reads, Mr. Ricky Rush / Ibach was my abuser, and I recently learned he abused my son. Our voice is our weapon. # no more silence. # power woman.
Power woman. That's the title of her book.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And like, not to downplay, because I'm pretty sure he probably did that shit.
I'm not shocked.
Not at all. But it's just, I feel like, people not gonna really take her seriously because they gonna feel like it's just to promote.
Yeah.
And I hate that because I wouldn't want that to overshadow what I've accomplished.
Listen, the thing is, they're not putting out any criminal charges. They really just want to kind of get cash. They trying to get money. And then it's like, if you're really abused and this is something
that money is not going to matter.
It don't matter.
Yeah. So her book is actually already available on Amazon.
Is it?
It's called Becoming Power-Woman. And she writes this post about, oh my God, what a tremendous experience it has been to write and publish my own book such a short amount of time. Thank
That's
you so
long
much.
Post.
It is a not finna read all the bullshit.
Like,
but yeah, so she published her her book right after that.
Yeah. And so that's why I'm like,
she posted that yesterday at 9:23, and then 15 hours ago she talked about her book being published.
Yeah. Wow. So I just feel like the issue at hand is gonna be overshadowed by
and
the fact
she posted
promoting her book.
The book right before she posted that.
Did you find that on Instagram?
It's on Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah. Under Donna Fields.
Yeah,
it's some heavy stuff.
It is, but I just feel like I had to mention this as we was talking about R. Kelly.
I don't know. I mean, I as a former member of IBOC, I mean, to each his own. I mean, it's women that throw themselves at him every day. He was a single pastor. I personally, growing up in a church family, didn't. I mean, you couldn't be a pastor and you were single. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like, you
don't
have to
really
find
see
your
that.
Wife.
Yeah.
It's like, ain't no, unless your wife done died or something, like, you, and then you gotta, well, hey, who's coming up next? Like,
right.
You can't not be a single, and these are the reasons why.
Temptation comes in, and then
now you got molestation charges on you.
Yeah. But this is years in the making, though.
I mean, yeah, these allegations have been
years and
flowing.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my thing is, regardless of, you know, I don't feel any type of way about him. I don't hold no grudges with him. I don't go to the church anymore. But until police come and arrest him, I find it hard to believe because I'm sorry. That's a big headline.
That's huge for a local
then he's not
mega
just,
church pastor.
Yeah, he's not just locally.
Yeah, but yeah, he is syndicated.
Yeah, he's syndicated.
He has a show and everything.
He's on radio. He's on he's around.
He expected his
yes, because I remember when I was going, he was flying to different, like, it was point times and where he was like, I just flown in. As soon as after this service, I got to fly out to this place. Like, he's going. He started really, really, his business and stuff started picking up. And I mean, you got to think about it. He don't publish books and everything else. So, media love to take down a respected black man.
Exactly.
It's true.
So,
evidence.
Right. Until I see some cuffs on them, I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna be like, okay.
Keep watching.
Yeah, and it's not. You're gonna hear this in about 7 more years.
Yeah.
And Donald Field done sold 32 books.
Yeah.
Anywho, on to the next. Let's talk about Kanye West.
Kanye.
Speaking of men in authority, let's talk about Kanye. Yeah, the traditional one. You ain't got nothing to say about his kids.
Yeah, he's congratulations to him and Kim.
On what?
Their fourth baby.
With who?
With each other.
No. They got baby mamas.
They have surrogates.
Baby mamas.
So, whatever your money can afford. If I didn't have to get pregnant and still have a baby, I would.
Would you?
I didn't like it being pregnant. That's why I ain't had no kids. I like it. I have one 10-year-old. That's it.
You done?
That's it.
Aww. I like the pregnancy part. It was just the aftermath.
No, I didn't like the pregnancy. That was miserable.
She was
jumping.
She was jumping.
Yeah. It was hot. I gained 100 pounds.
Bitch. Mine was in July.
I was in bed rest.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do want one more though.
Yeah,
but if I could be like Kim and Kanye, why not get a surgery?
Yeah, you ain't got to do nothing.
You ain't
got to
do nothing.
You already got the experience. So
she already had two babies herself. So
Richard did.
I seen him on TV today and I kept saying, where did the third one come from? And
that's
where did that Where they buy that one at? Yeah.
So that's all I have to say about Kanye. Is congratulations on your fourth child.
Next. Coachella. You ain't gonna talk about Coachella or the fact that he said that he's gonna
cash dolls.
We just go skip over the fact that he's going
to... I said congratulations.
I'm talking about that hat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You do know what I'm
Cash
talking about.
Cash Doll says she's quitting me.
We can just go.
Yeah, we're just rolling next to the next artist, please.
I'm going to let you make it. Oh, trust me, he'll come up in news again.
I'm sure he will.
So Cash Doll says she quit music.
Yeah.
She's been out 2.2 seconds.
Yeah. Did she even release an album?
No, she didn't.
I don't think she did release.
I mean, she had some mixtapes.
I've never honestly just sat and listened to Cash.
Me either.
Never.
Y'all ain't never listened to that one.
Oh, I got one song. One song with Big Sean.
So good.
If I can put my dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that song. You gotta sing me. That's how you know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that cheese on there? That's
yeah,
Cash Doll.
Oh, Lord. That is
dope.
Yeah, I ain't. That's so good. Pussy so good. That's the only song I know.
Are you serious?
So serious.
No, it's this one right here. It didn't come out in 2018, but.
What
she did, but. No. That's the one that really got her on. She did both sides. Like, she's the main chick, and then she rapped as the side chick.
You don't know who the fuck you is.
Yeah. Okay. He said it's how these niggas play it.
Don't do that.
Who are you? Never heard it. Anywho, but she said she finished, but I don't
know.
She don't know.
She ain't. Right. It's like, whatever the hell you are.
I'm just saying. I just don't understand. She had the latest single, Ice Me Out.
Ice Me Out.
Yeah.
Okay, I did hear that.
Ice me out.
That's the gist of it. Ice me out. Watch me.
Ice me out. Ice me out.
I think I heard it.
Ice me out.
Nice
and that's the most recent one. And she already couldn't have this.
Yeah.
Ask me out.
This is the part where you clean the pole.
Yeah, you clean the pole. Just saying. She makes quality music for strippers.
Okay.
Okay.
I hate she already does. She ain't done. You know who about to be done? Tiffany Haddish.
That was a nice one. I gotta give you that one. First segue for 2019. Go, Janisha. That's so funny. Yeah, Tiffany Haddish. So, what happened with her?
So, you know, she did like a stand up thingy, and folks start walking out. Because she was terrible.
Magic was gone.
She was terrible. And like the clip that I watched, it sounded like it was something bothering her. I don't know if it was like a sadness or she was drunk. It was something.
Was she just not funny?
I think it was something. Like, cause she do have funny moments.
Moments. But I'm not, it's not enough moments to compile.
It has to be a whole series. Because one thing I'm not going to do, if I spend my money, I'm not about to walk out. I'm going to see what else you're going to be talking, what else you're going to say. Like, how you going to recover from this?
She knows.
If people started walking out.
Comics do have that, like, that one night where they bomb.
They do.
I mean, Dave Chappelle had it.
Yeah. Everybody has that. So I think, you know, especially since, you know, Cat Williams had talked about her at one point, saying that she wanted money, blah, blah.
Well, she proved the point.
I think that's the sucky part about it, because, like, see, Cat Williams said.
I don't understand why she would have done, like, I would have just literally stuck to what I knew. Like, as far as the movies, you didn't get your fame from stand-up. You did stand-up for a long time prior to you coming to the film.
Yeah.
You got your fame and, you know, your glory from movies.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go back? That shit wasn't working for you.
Right. Right. We see why.
Don't try to press this. It's not going to work for you when you come back and got a name for yourself. Now you just look like a fool.
She does.
That tour money, though. She trying to get that tour money.
Yeah, that's pretty what it long. Is. Yeah, that's what
I'm just saying. at this point, I mean, she better hope there was a no refund clause in there.
I think so.
It had to be in.
I mean, because
if it was no refund, I'd leave too. But it's a possibility I'd get my money back. I'm staying.
Yeah, keep up the prayers.
Keep up the prayers.
Let's lift Tiffany Haddish. Okay, so have y'all seen Madonna?
Lord, yeah.
So what were y'all thoughts on this?
If y'all don't know, Madonna has a new ass set.
She do.
That I think she's trying to keep up with her black kids.
I think it's an inflatable ass.
I think it might be. I hope it's prosthetics or something. You know,
y'all think it's like just something that she just stuck up
on there. Yeah. I hope
it's like it a looks balloon.
Weird. I hope she don't pay for that.
And then it just get bigger.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
She should have left him in 2018 because that's not going to work.
No, she shouldn't have never brought it from wherever she got it from.
Yeah, you know what? That probably is what it is. That's why it looked like that. Because it's like chicken, like unseasoned chicken.
Unseasoned.
Not unseasoned.
Like uncooked.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the actual ass.
No.
Not just the...
Just her in general.
She do. Okay. Gotcha. So, what's next?
Breakups and makeups.
Breakups and makeups. Speaking of makeups.
Because one of my favorite couples broke up.
Who?
Big Sean and Janae Aiko.
Oh, yeah. That's fucked up because she got his face on her.
Well, you know, she got that covered up weeks ago.
Did she?
What'd she get?
She, cause you know, she has like this big ass dragon on her back, so she kind of like extended it
pain free
on her arm and just end up covering Big Sean's face. I was like, what was the point of getting it if you knew, even, you know, essentially you wanted to extend your dragon?
I don't think she wanted to.
Maybe that was the first sign that they broke up.
Yeah.
Did he get her face, or is it just
no?
Like,
no.
I don't know.
But you know,
Janae
be on them drugs though. So
she does.
The whole trip album was about her trip.
Yeah,
like for real.
She's definitely under the influence when she made that decision.
Right.
Had to be.
I mean, but on the flip note, I really think she's on shrooms, and that was actually noted to be one of the healthiest drugs to take. So.
No, it is. You know, that's what psilocybin is.
What is shrooms? That's a vegetable. No, it's a fungus, right?
It's fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And you chew it, or you can make tea.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. It's nasty, but it gets the job done.
Hell no. I'm good. Eat my little brownies. They good.
Yeah, so they broke up.
My favorite couple broke
up. Yeah, Big, what's his name? Birdman. Yeah. I'm going to say Big Birdman.
Sesame Street.
Big Bird broke up. I didn't know he was gay.
But Big Bird was gay, so.
Was he?
He was?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know.
They came out and said that Big Bird was gay.
I've always said he was gay.
Aww.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad, but
just like Ernie and Bert, they say that.
Well, that was obvious. Yeah,
I thought they were brothers.
Oh, yeah. But you knew Big Bird was gay. But you thought the two. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You knew for a fact that Big Bird was gay.
Yes.
But the two Muppets that lived together,
yes,
and played with rubber duckies, you thought
they
were brothers.
You
thought they were brothers.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to get a
straight. They just never moved. We just go live together forever.
Yeah. They were fraternal twins.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay. They were sharing some shit. But anywho, Birdman, Toni Braxton,
yeah,
is over. Both of them have deleted their entire content on their IG pages, which I don't understand the point of that. But, you know, whatever floats your boat. Birdman made a post in his IG stories that just simply said, it's over.
Mm-hmm. So who do y'all think broke it off?
I think Toni. That's what I heard.
Toni broke it off?
Yeah.
I think Birdman broke it off.
Well, she could never pick a date for the wedding on the show. I mean,
she just wasn't into him like
right.
that.
So who broke it off with Janae and Sean?
I'm sure.
Obviously, Big Sean.
I'm sure Big Sean.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I guess because she had
did you hear song. Wasted?
Yeah, I couldn't get through the whole song.
I listened to the whole song, and in the song she says that she says something about him leaving her.
Probably because she's always high on shrooms. He has a pattern. He definitely, like, he'll be with somebody for about 2-3 years, and then I need somebody else that's small and petite.
So who are you going to go to next?
Back to Ariana Grande.
Their ponytail.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. Really? Them getting back together. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. When Mac Miller died, she's going to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
I just can't see past Kat.
Girl,
y'all remember Kat and Sam?
Sam and Kat.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, Sam and Kat.
Yeah.
That's what, when I see Ariana Grande, I think of Kat. with that high-pitched voice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She bothers the hell out.
They'll get back together. Oh, you know who's not getting back together, though? Who? Diddy and Cassie. Finally. I'm happy for her, and I'm so mad at the same time that she wasted her youth.
How did she?
That was a bag, though.
She's no, like 30. I was going to say, it ain't no waste when he's a fucking billionaire.
Nah.
you waste your youth on little D around the corner. No, they sell drugs and don't do shit but cheat on you.
No, the Diddy, money is good.
You know,
the money is good. However,
it's kind of a come up.
So do y'all think Diddy's gay?
Yes,
I think he's bi. If that counts.
What is
Yeah, because you know people say that black men are not either, or it's just gay. No, but I think he likes both.
Yeah, it's possible.
I think he's
I guess she really had to like really say, you know what, fuck you, I'm done.
I'm sure she.
But especially since what's her name died.
Yeah,
and like that, I would be. That's like,
but they split before then.
But then you're like saying how much she was to love your life, your soulmate. Yeah, like, what was that for 2 years?
Okay, I was a slap in the face.
That's like
lover and a secretary,
right?
Or Mary J. Blige, what you mean? Cash is the best. Driving off the estate, listening to
her. Right. On to Hawaii. Yeah. Okay.
But speaking of reconciliations, the romance is back, Drake and Chris Brown.
Yeah. I don't think that's gonna last.
You don't think so? No. It's been lasting for us a couple of months. Like they've been at each other's shows and everything.
So y'all think an album gonna come up?
Hell no. I don't want an album.
Maybe a song.
I think a Chris Brown and Drake album would be dope.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, I didn't like his last album. So
Drake, he has some
major songs. I did not like that.
He's so damn sensitive.
He bothers me. He really does.
Well, Meek Mill's and Nicki Minaj, they both booed up on different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Nicki Minaj,
you know, Nicki just bothers me. I don't know what it is about her. Like, it's
has
like
she always been that way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
she just bothers me.
It ain't always been like that.
Okay. Pink print. I liked her back then.
Yeah.
The first
one. Yeah.
She wasn't doing as much.
I liked her when she was still doing like the Beat Me Up Scotty, the mixtapes. Yeah. Stuff. I liked her then, and then Pink Print. But then after, I would say these last two albums that she had.
Yeah.
I guess because Cardi B, like the whole situation with Cardi B is just like.
It bothered me because she beef with every fucking female.
Yeah. Like, I don't
everybody.
Like
everybody. Like, you don't like nobody? Damn.
Like, you've already established.
You can't make friends at all?
Nobody.
It's like, everyone knows that you're the queen of rap currently.
But she not no more.
I'm not sorry, no more.
She got dethroned.
She got dethroned by Cardi, but she could have kept her title if she would have embraced Cardi instead of beefing with her.
Like, right.
Because even Cardi had said, you know, I was a fan of yours.
Right.
Nevertheless, you know, whatever.
No, she happy with her man, and Meek Mill happy with his.
Her man is just the molester. Maybe we'll have a lifetime special about him next.
It's possible.
Anywho, let's move along.
Alrighty. Okay, guys, so this week, I'm not going to do the sex position. I'm going to have our special guest. do the sex position. And they both chose one each. And so I'm going to let them give y'all the details on that. So who want to go first?
I don't mind going first.
Okay.
So this is the downward dog. Pretty much I like this position because I like it from the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he pins you down. You're on your knees a little bit. And you just hit him from the back. He also got your neck kind of pressed down.
Oh, so okay. It's just like, so he's grabbing the neck. I like that.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'm going to
do. Okay, Farron. Okay, I chose the prop reverse cowgirl.
Oh, so that sounds real interesting, right?
So in this position, your partner is lying down with a pillow underneath his butt, mm-hmm. and you're sitting on top of him, but facing toward his feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess the pillow's supposed to help, like, what's the pillow supposed to do?
Some support.
Support for his back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to get
better. Yeah,
okay.
It's supposed to be better for you. Hmm. As he elevated it.
And that's those are the sex positions of this week. So if y'all try it, y'all know y'all got to let me know. Tell me how it worked out. If it didn't work out, if y'all have a sex position that y'all want me to mention on the show, y'all hit me up in my DMs.
And the sex position was brought to you by
Millennial Frequency. Girl, I got a question for you. Can I get an answer?
Cause I'm dangerous. That boom boom sound like angel dust. Girl, let me hold ya.
So guys, since we're here with Millennial Frequency, we decided to play a game, some like 21 questions. We got a cup and some questions in there, and whatever you pull, everybody has to answer, but the person that pulls will start, of course, their answer first. So
I'm going to pull first.
Okay. It's a plethora of questions. Oh, okay. Okay, mine is safe. What's your favorite song at the moment?
No.
My favorite song at the moment? I don't even know. Let me look at my phone. I'm just saying, there's so many songs out right now. It's just like,
well, we'll come back to you then.
Okay, what's yours?
I'll start with mine. My favorite song at the moment is 21 Savage on his new album. It's called ASMR.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it just whispering?
Yeah, he whispering.
Okay,
but he don't whisper the whole song. But
I think I heard
it's cool.
Song.
Yeah, I like this song. Yeah, so that's my fave.
Okay.
Yeah. It's surprisingly not a Kanye song. You know, normally I'm listening to Kanye. Yeah.
Bipolar on Gucci Mane album.
Oh, I hadn't checked it out.
It's dope.
Okay.
It's really dope.
It's with Quavo. Featuring Quavo.
Oh, okay. That might be pretty dope.
Yeah, it was dope. Yep.
I like Summer Walker's Girls Need Love.
Yeah. That whole album, really. Yeah.
That was a... Yeah,
man, when I say we used to play that every day. The whole joint.
Man.
You just press play.
Yeah. It's just loop. Just loop. Like it started out, it's okay.
Yeah. Mine is Come Together by the Internet.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with the Internet.
You can't.
No.
You really can't. Okay, so.
All right. My turn.
Gosh. Why do you make these so little?
What?
They're so little.
They're not.
Okay. Back rub or foot rub? My back, please.
Back leads
the foot. I don't like people touching my feet unless really? I'm getting a pedicure. Nah.
Mm-mm.
Don't touch my feet.
Man.
I know. And then sort of likes to touch my feet. Like,
Anyway. But.
That's for another episode.
I prefer a back rub. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back rub.
Back rub.
Mm-hmm. I love both, but I'm going to go with back.
Back.
Because I'll just be like.
Yeah. I just wait. My lower back. Mm-hmm. You know. Then they start going to like your booty and they'll start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That feels amazing.
It does, and that's how it leads to sex.
Then that's fine.
But yeah, back rub for me it is.
Okay.
Cool. So yeah.
Easy.
Your turn.
There's some risky questions in there. So it is. I'm just glad we're picking the PG 13.
Okay. Watch, they're gonna get one.
Oh, okay. Erykah Badu or Jill Scott? Okay. Erykah Badu.
You answered that too quick.
I just refuse to answer that. Really? I know that's difficult. What? I love them both.
You can't choose.
If I just had to listen to one over the other, man, I'm gonna go with Erykah since I'm from Dallas. But okay. I really love Jill too.
They both two different vibes.
Yeah, it is
two different vibes.
What about you, Trace?
I'm gonna go ahead and go with Erykah. Erykah, take me there.
Yeah, I'm
going
with Erykah too.
Yeah, I love Jill. Don't get me wrong.
I have to be in a certain mood for Jill. Yeah. Like
I can always go for some Erykah.
Yeah, Erykah, I can listen all the time, but Jill has to be in that.
That's true. Yeah, bubble bath. Yeah, bubble bath.
Nigga, we finna fuck type shit.
Yeah.
Or even some
self-care.
Yeah,
self-care
is great.
Yeah. But, if you could have a redo on losing your V card, would you?
No,
I wouldn't. No, I enjoyed it. I did it later in life on purpose.
That's great.
That's so responsible.
I did other stuff, but.
That's so responsible of you.
I did other stuff, but I just kept that.
Okay. We gotta all answer that.
I'm looking at you.
If I had to redo it, no, I wouldn't. I planned mine out, even though I was younger. Mm-hmm. I was 14 at the time. He was like 17 or something like that. But we had been talking for a minute, and we planned it out. We was like, if we ever broke up or whatever the case may be, I wanted to lose mine to him. He wanted to lose his to me. So we were on the verge of breaking up. And we both, I feel like we both knew it was coming. He was finna graduate. I was still in school. And we both lost ours, and I wouldn't take it back. We're still friends.
I'm gonna let Farron go, because mine's got a story.
Okay. I would just wait a little bit till I was a little bit older. Because it was like I was 16, but yeah, I would have waited a little bit.
So mine, I would most definitely redo mine, and that's only because I was 16, but I had got caught.
See, that's the real reason.
That's the real reason. But like, I wish I would have waited too. But yeah, I got caught. My mom caught us, and
I miss Yolanda. Yeah.
So you can only imagine. My mom was ratchet, and she very, very vocal. Like, she's one of those classy ratchets. Like, you wouldn't think that, but she's from from the hood. So yeah. I would be divine.
For sure. That's so funny.
So did he run out like dressed like dramatically?
He tried to hide, like so she walked in and she passed my room the way the house is made. My house is like, I mean, the door was like right by the front.
Why didn't you hear her come in?
Listen, I didn't know. Cause it was like
ears is supposed to be on alert when you're doing shit like
we
this.
We probably had Pretty Ricky playing or some shit. It wasn't this
one. Crying down the
So I'm like, okay, she walked by my door. Like, I could hear the door, so he tried to hurry up and, like, hide. And so she walked by my door because I was supposed to be sick. Okay.
No, you were sick, all right.
And she backed up. She's like, I know you not in here. She already knew who it was. She was like, get up. Because he was on the other side of the bed. She already knew he called his name and everything. Called his mom.
Oh, damn.
And then my thing was, please don't call my dad. Like, I mean, you know, because my daddy, I'm a daddy's girl. I was like, please don't tell my daddy. And what she did? Tell my daddy.
Of course she would.
And he did not talk to me for like months.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was the worst punishment.
That was the worst. So, absolutely, I would redo that. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Next question.
It's on me. Mm-hmm. We back at it.
Oh, my gosh. Try to get something crazy. Make it interesting.
Oh, how much do you like kissing? I'm at the two. I don't really like people putting
their mouth. What? Really? A two?
Yeah, I don't like kissing.
Are we rating it?
1 to 10.
I would say like a 9.
Okay.
I love the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a 6.
6?
Yeah.
I did in high school.
But I'm like an 8.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course, I'm not kissing everybody. I'm kissing my fiance. But yeah. If it was just any old everybody, no.
Yeah, no, I don't kiss on everybody, but. Online dating, yes or no? No for me.
No, not even nah. Fet Life. You still got their profile?
I do, but I haven't logged in. Okay. So I don't, obviously I'm seeing somebody, so I don't date online. And I never really have, but we did an episode about like what was it, kinks and fetishes.
Okay.
Mm. And Tracy is the one who found this online pro online dating.
I did site. Not. It was referred to me.
Well, this online dating for like people with fetishes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I made a profile.
Interesting.
And it asks you different questions like your sexual orientation. Do you like being called certain names? Or are you into BDSM? Like all this type of stuff. And they put you in like little groups of like-minded people. And it's interesting, needless to say. But yeah, I still have my profile, but I haven't been on there.
Mm-hmm. So
it was just for research purposes.
She kept saying that, but she was on like every day for like a week. After the episode.
Yeah, because it was just amazing. Like these people just like really put it out there. I was like, wow. Yeah,
they really put it out there.
Very interesting. So for me, no. Yeah.
Fair. I would. Yeah. I met my man on Tinder. So.
Okay.
Tinder love.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Tasia.
I would if I was single.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to really try it though. So I don't know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're missing it.
No.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, you're not.
You know.
A whole bunch of creepos.
It is.
Tanisha, pull.
I did. That was my question.
Okay. Do you think it's okay to sext? Yeah, why not? I mean,
yeah. I would hope everybody here is okay with that.
Yeah.
It's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Like, who's not sexting?
Right.
Like, you have to have such a boring life to not, like, even send a pic or say, I want to do this to you.
Yeah.
I get pretty vulgar though. I do. I'm pretty.
I'm like next level. Because I like create erotic stories and everything.
Oh,
like,
I do. I've done that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Sure or like her? I've done
maybe
where
y'all can get together because she want to write a rock.
I do. I want to write
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. I do. I've actually started already. That was like one of my goals I want to publish.
Be the next thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to make mine into a movie or some shit. Like,
it's a porn. It's not a movie.
No. A movie, like 50 Shades or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just a little more black.
Yeah, 50 Shades is pretty.
It was very vanilla.
Yeah. Let's see, it's looking short. Rap or R&B?
R&B all day.
Really?
Yes, I love R&B. I love hip-hop and rap, but right now R&B is what's R&B. For me.
For myself, it just depends on the mood. Sometimes I'm a trap queen, and I be sitting at my corporate
Tracy
desk.
Tracy is low-key ratchet. She is.
Hey.
Like, people be thinking, it's me.
It is her.
Nah. I'm ratchet because I'm ratchet, but she's ratchet for real. Like,
what?
Low-key. I said low-key, like,
that make it better.
She ratchet for real, but low key. Nah, because I'm really not. I'm country. Not really ratchet, but you're ratchet.
I'm not.
Okay.
But sometimes I do like to listen. I mean, sometimes I be at my corporate job. I be flipping bricks and shit.
Yeah.
And
but that's the appropriate space to do it.
It is.
That's really like the best place.
It to is. Yeah. I don't do it in real life.
I mean, you need to do that to get
actually
through the day.
Talk about the spider plug that we did earlier.
Yeah. See.
But still, sometimes it just really depends on my mood.
Yeah,
sometimes
I think I'm more of an R&B girl. That's typically what I listen to on a daily basis. R&B.
Yeah.
Like rap, I have to be in the mood. Like there's a certain song or a certain artist I listen to, but mostly R&B.
Yeah. I don't have to say rap.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I have to be in the mood for R&B.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like slow music.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Trap queens.
Yeah.
Speck on me?
Mm-hmm.
Them come around quick.
They do.
What's your favorite song to have sex to?
What?
What's what is your favorite song to have sex to?
Oh, that was okay. My question.
Big Sean Cash Doll.
Okay. You stole my song.
Wow. y'all.
We'll
get to
some rap.
Right.
Yeah, we're getting it in.
No.
It depends. Like, if...
One of them is Rihanna Skin. Y'all heard this song?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a real sensual, slow Rihanna song. And that's one of them. I have so many. I got a whole,
I know, right? Like a whole playlist.
Yeah. I have a playlist that's like 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. You straight fucking never repeat.
What about you, Fair?
I would say, I'm trying to find it. 1 second.
You got yours, Tasia?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with her "Focus on Me."
Oh, that's a good song. Yeah. That's a good
it
one.
End too quick.
It but, does.
You know, just keep it just on.
Yeah, I like that too.
I can't find skin on it.
I would say Sango with Xavier Omar, "Hipster Girl."
Oh yeah, I know.
Xavier voice just sideways. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is Ken. Y'all know this song. I know you know this song. Y'all don't remember this song?
I'm trying to listen. I know. I feel like I know this song.
Y'all have to know this song.
The mood is set. Of course.
You already know what's
next. Yeah, I know this song.
TV on blast.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my like go to I want to dance for you type song. Oh, this is related to the question you just had. It's asking simply, do we like music during sex? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
It's not a necessity.
Yeah,
it's not a necessity. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not tripping. We can get it all.
It's appreciated, but...
Make our own music.
Right.
Okay, MJ or Prince?
MJ.
I hate this question.
I know. I would say MJ. I was just obsessed with him.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I love Michael Jackson.
I just hate this question, but I'll go with MJ. That's how you know it's a good question. You hate
him. Prince.
Yeah, I can do it too.
Prince.
Yeah.
Why you know him for Big Prince?
I don't know. You just look like a Prince ass fan.
I don't know whether to take offense to that or not.
Ass out jeans.
Some assless chaps.
It says public flirting or only in private. With whom?
Your significant other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we'd be public. I ain't no secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people don't like public display of affection.
I don't know. It's not that I don't like PDA. It's like, I don't have, like, I don't be needing all of that extra attention. I don't like a lot of attention.
I don't need that. I get what you mean by that.
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
I'm good. Don't we good?
See,
like we can holding hands make me nervous.
Sometimes. No, don't. We're not holding hands.
Oh yeah,
no hands. I love to hold hands. I don't know why.
It's awkward as shit.
I don't
like. I'm that person that we gonna hold hands for 2 seconds. I'm like,
That's me. I do not like holding hands. We're not holding hands. The most I would do is like I'll grab his arm.
Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah, and only for like a couple strides, and I'm good. Like,
right. I'm good. I'm not walking through the parks.
If it's forest, I'm not doing it. But if it feels like if I'm cold and you just happen to be there.
Yeah.
Something about that holding hand thing. No, hammock. So who next?
You.
God dang. I need you to keep up.
It goes so fast. How am I next when she pulled?
No, I just said it. I just read it.
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What is this? My favorite artist. Janelle Monáe.
Kanye.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You look distraught.
I don't know.
Oh god.
I'm gonna go. I don't know if this is like not the answer because you said artist instead of group.
Yeah.
The internet.
Yeah. See, that could be your answer too.
You know,
I accepted reggae.
I know.
I was gonna say Bob Marley, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool. Bring me toys or only boys? Only boys, please.
You don't want the toys?
I don't want no toys.
No, I don't think I understand what's going on.
The question is, bring me toys or only boys?
Oh, so like, you rather do it yourself with toys?
Uh-huh. Or you need to?
Or just or both?
I'll do it with both, but I'm not. I don't want no, just no toys.
Like,
yeah.
Like human.
No, right. I need to feel his I need some... body.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sure they got a dog for this.
That's okay. No. I'm good on that.
Wait. Am I on the new one? Or?
No, I'll wait on somebody else.
I would say both.
Both?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or just boys. I'm just not going to be a toy person.
No, I'm not a toy person.
Yeah. Boys. I mean, the toys are cool too, but like,
I'll
be
your toys with.
Yeah, right. I want both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your favorite album of the year?
I can't answer that, so.
I'm going to go with Summer Walker.
That's a good choice.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. She did awesome.
Yeah, that's a really good choice. Oh, you know, I'm going to say the Black Panther
album. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The Black Panther, yeah.
Because that was on repeat for weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they're
still listening to it. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all over the place.
Okay. Hmm. Oh, my next favorite album would be Fall Out Boy.
Oh, that was
Mania.
Mania.
That was a good album.
Mania, I listened to that one twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Give or receive? What would we even receive?
Not presents.
Oh, man, I feel bad for my answer received.
Just selfish. You're selfish.
Hey,
no,
whatever. I mean, I want to give too, but I want to receive more, I guess. So yeah, receive.
Tracy?
You can give it to me.
Okay, so you're a receiver?
Yeah.
I personally like to give. So, I mean, you could always return a favor.
Yeah, you can always return a favor.
I'm a giver.
Yeah, receive.
Yeah.
We selfish as hell.
It's okay though. It's okay.
All right. This one's raggedy. Have you ever shot your shot or slid in someone's DM? I'm sure I have, but nobody comes to mind right now.
Mm.
This one I've heard.
This is always an interesting conversation because the dynamics are changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and women are starting to shoot, so that's why I'm just intense.
Yeah, okay. I've done it.
Oh, we know.
Obviously, I'm like the inbox bandit. I'll slide in.
How do you approach the conversation?
It depends on the person. Like this one guy, I was like. Crushing from afar, like we were Facebook friends and stuff. And I was like, and he was like, it's the same stuff I was into. And I was like, So I slid in his DM. I was like, what did I say? Oh, shit. I can't remember. It had something to do with like energy or some shit. It was like very lame, but it worked. You know? So, you know, whatever. I just try to like customize it towards the person that I'm inboxing.
That's thoughtful. Not really thoughtful when she purposely customizes it.
Don't hate the name.
I'm just afraid of rejection, so no.
No?
Yeah.
You're fully engaged.
But I, even when I was single, I just, I don't know. No. It never came up.
It's not like something I do all the time, but I have done it.
Yeah. Oh, it's my turn?
It is.
Oh. How many questions we got?
I don't know.
Okay. Beyonce or Solange?
Oh, what question is that?
No, Solange all day for me.
Solange for me too.
Y'all can keep y'all beehive.
I'm gonna go over here.
Y'all gotta pick. Yeah. I want to say Solange, but I'm really? Gonna say Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Tasia.
Damn, man. I guess I'll say Solange, but I love them both.
Do you?
Okay.
Thank you. That's really fine. Solange,
yeah.
Yeah. She's a whole mood. Yeah, yeah, she is.
She is.
Okay.
She's not a commercialized mood either.
Right.
No.
Right.
A raw, uncut mood.
And she's been like that forever.
Yeah. People finally catching the wave. Mm-hmm. Finally getting her.
Man,
zone.
Tony was my shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I
like
her song. I thought that was just talking about her child.
No.
It's an acronym, okay?
For the yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's so sweet.
Yeah.
But how is she talking about a kid like this?
So funny.
Nikki or Cardi? Cardi.
Yes.
Yeah, Cardi all the way. Yeah.
Cardi.
Okay, so let's put this in context. Are we talking about just over the whole time period? Because like Cardi just started. So are we just like...
Today.
If, okay, today,
as of today,
Cardi.
Yeah, as of today.
Cause Nicki's first album, y'all, that is a banger.
Yeah, it is.
From beginning to end.
It is.
But I harbor so much dislike in my heart for her right now. I no longer.
You don't even see
it's
the
void.
Light.
It's null and void.
She has not grown since her first album.
Exactly.
That's problem.
The problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's she's still the same.
Yeah.
The same
bars.
Yeah.
So
that album was null and void.
What new is she doing? Not a damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all think Cardi's gonna last long?
I do, yeah. Actually. I see her actually last.
I see her starting in movies and shit. Eventually.
Yeah. Because she's such a genuine person. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody likes that she's very, very genuine. And I will say, I'm personally surprised that she meshed with, like, both crowds at this point. That both crowds actually like her, meaning white people and black people.
Right.
I didn't see her going past her genre. However, I think with a lot of coaching.
She's crossing over, though, into like the Latino. Mm-hmm. She's Latina.
Yeah.
So she's crossing over and getting that Latin community behind her.
Yeah, I think she got a really dope team behind her that is really giving
absolutely
great advice and on what to do, how to be, what to say.
While still being herself. Mm-hmm. So,
so she got a good team. I think she'll go far.
Yeah.
What traits do you find sexy in a man / woman?
Ooh.
Traits. Intelligence is sexy to me. Intelligence. Humor.
Yes. You be ugly as hell.
But you funny. You make me laugh. Okay. Funny as fuck.
You know what?
You kind of sexy. Yeah.
You got one eye, but you know what? It's okay.
No, let's not take it too far. No. I think that's the same. That's probably across the board.
Yeah.
I would definitely say that. And I love a guy that can dress well.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have a sense of style, that bothers my soul.
The joggers every day.
Yeah. No.
That or either tennis shoes and pants and the shirt. I need some
big shirts.
Like you have to have a sense of style. You have to. Yeah. It's your turn, again, Tracy.
What in the world?
That's your granny.
Yeah, it's your granny.
It probably is. Your sort of boutique.
Okay.
In church.
She said, I'm going to be comfortable.
You hear me? You know her. She, these ladies on her socks. Them her grandma, her nephew's socks, and they just match her shirts.
Yeah.
She put them on.
Yeah.
Loud sex or quiet sex? Loud.
Loud.
Damn it, we waking up neighbors. I need them banging on the walls.
Loud. Quiet
for
sitting on my
berry. You hear me?
What's your idea of foreplay? Giving and receiving.
Yeah.
There we go.
Simple as that.
That's funny.
I think that sums it up for me too.
Yeah, giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go a little bit more in depth and say the art of
seduction.
Yes, absolutely. Intimacy, pulling that want, but I can't have right now out of me right before I can have it.
Okay.
So that build up.
Okay. I was trying to think of the art of the lane, but that's I couldn't
think
of it.
That's what you get.
Go ahead.
Spit or swallow. I would
spitters or quitters.
Oh, well then I
sounds about right.
Discouraged all your answers.
I know. I'm like,
I'm a quitter now. We just met, but I'm a quitter. Huh?
I don't know what else she was about to say. I kid.
I mean, I'm open to, you know, trying it again, but yeah, for right now, I'm a quitter.
Oh.
I swallow.
I'm spitting. I'm sorry. I just the texture. I'm gonna take that. Nah, bro. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I just feel like it's already there. Like,
yeah, just go with
it. It's already there.
Yeah, it's okay. I said I got it. Now I'm good.
Well, okay, we got two.
Pools. I got residue. Mm-hmm. Don't need the whole thing.
It's pretty slimy. Okay. Favorite position. I like it from the back. So,
yeah, that's
doggy style.
Same. I like it from the back too.
Tracy?
It's a very good question. I ain't having sex right now, so I don't know.
I'm a reverse cowgirl type of girl, mm-hmm. or I like it from the back. But if you're doing it from the back, you have to have your neck, your hand on my neck, or mm-hmm. my waist has to be like grabbing tight.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that just made me think that sort of we'll get it right, yes.
We have not tried it again. So, okay, because I was telling her last time, Sword Boot, we had a whole text conversation. I don't know why he felt the need to even ask me. I forgot what we were talking about, and he asked me to, like, rate his choking skills. I like,
oh, okay.
And so I told him, you're like a 6. He was like, why? I was like, because you ain't got that balance. Like, either you too soft or you too hard. And, like, he was like, yeah, because the other day when I was doing it, he was like, you made like a sound, and I got and he got scared.
So, I'm about to take my girl out.
So, yeah, and I was like, that was too hard. So, so we have not tried to do that again since then. No.
Oh, you gotta practice outside of the bedroom. Like, is this good? Okay, is that good?
No, but the thing is, he'll do it right when we're practicing. But, like, when he's up in there, he just
like choking it.
The fact that y'all practice, can you just imagine somebody walking by while y'all practice? You walk out the house and they talk about, ma'am.
They white, they just go call the police.
That guy down there was choking that girl.
Yeah, so we haven't tried that again.
That's hilarious.
But that's my favorite position. I have to have, like, so when he's doing it from the back, he grabs it this way. He does that fine because he's not on my trachea.
So funny.
Oh, that was a fun game.
It was.
That was all the questions.
It was all the questions.
Okay. Well,
was that it?
That's it.
That's in the episode?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We got it.
Well, that wraps up the episode. So we want to thank Farron and Tasia for opening their doors and letting us collaborate on a project together. And it was fun.
It was.
And how can our listeners follow y'all and listen to y'all show?
Yeah, so you can check us out at Millennial Frequency on Instagram.
Millennial Frequency Podcast on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find us Millennial Frequency on SoundCloud.
Absolutely. And then if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can find me as I_M_TEZYA.
And I'm Sofria_A7 on Instagram.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, for having us.
No problem.
And listeners, y'all can always follow us. Remember, we're Melodically Dope. That's on Instagram, Facebook, all across the board. I'm Trenisha. My Instagram is Tatum_Tots. And Tracy is me, Tracy B.
It's me. It's me, Tracy B. All platforms, Snap and IG.
Yes.
Don't forget to look up the group, Melodically Dope. Join the fun. They in there cutting up right now.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure y'all check out Millennial Frequency and hit them up. Follow them, subscribe, all that good stuff. And this has been another episode of Melodically Dope.
Hold on before we leave. Before we leave.
Yes.
We also have a web series. Yes.
Look.
Yes. Unstuck web series is coming out January 14th at 7 p.m. Type in Unstuck web series on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. That's where all the episodes will be streamed, but our pilot comes out on the 14th.
Cool. That's so what do y'all talk about on y'all show? Like, what does y'all show cover? Is it just all things millennial, or?
We try to stick to millennial things for the most part, which is like current events, pop culture, music, just all of that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We should have let y'all do a whole segment it's discussing y'all's podcast. We could buy it.
Okay. All right. That's been another episode of Melodically Dope.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a Bentley? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.